Do you still utilize early treatment for the correction of class II malocclusion during the mixed dentition? With all of the negative comments that have been made about two-phase treatment over the past few years, many clinicians have reduced the amount of early treatment in their practices. But for the significant class II malocclusion in a 9-year-old, some orthodontists still try to improve the skeletal and dental relationships as much as possible during the mixed dentition. So if you were to utilize early treatment, do you ever use a headgear to affect a skeletal change? Some orthodontists still use headgear for class II correction. That leads to my final question. When you apply a headgear force to the maxillary first molars, what happens to the erupting maxillary second molars? Do you tend to cause impaction of these teeth? Do you slow down their eruption potential? What are the long-term effects of headgear therapy on the maxillary first and second molars? Those are important clinical issues for orthodontists who'd utilize headgear. A study published in the July 2010 issue of The Angle Orthodontist answers these questions. The title of this study is Early Headgear Effect on the Eruption Pattern of Maxillary Second Molars. This study comes out of the Department of Orthodontics at Hadassah School of Dental Medicine in Jerusalem, Israel. This study was co-authored by Yossi Abed and Ilana Brin. The purpose of their research project was to investigate the possible effect of combination headgear treatment during the first phase of orthodontics on the eruption pattern of the maxillary second molars in a random population of Class II subjects. These authors utilized the clinical records from the University of North Carolina, a two-phase randomized clinical trial of early Class II treatment. The nice thing about using this sample is that there was a built-in control sample as well. So these authors identified 50 patients who had utilized a combination headgear for 15 months. They compared this to a sample of 50 subjects who didn't receive any phase 1 treatment. The average age of both groups was around 9 years. Pre- and post-treatment cephalometric radiographs were made on the treated group, and radiographs were also available on the controls taken around the same time interval. The authors devised a system whereby they could measure the linear changes that occurred in the maxillary first and second molars in the headgear group and compared that to the control group. What did they find? In the headgear group, the maxillary first molars showed an average distal displacement of about 2.5 millimeters, and those molars erupted about 1.5 millimeters. On the other hand, in the control group, the maxillary molars moved mesially about 1.5 millimeters, and erupted about 2.5 millimeters. So when we compare the two groups, there was a significant distal displacement of the first molar in the headgear group, and its eruption was retarded by about 1/2 during the treatment. What about the maxillary second molar? Remember, this tooth is still unerupted at 9 years of age. The authors showed that the maxillary second molar erupted toward the occlusal plane in both groups, but in the headgear group, the eruption was significantly slower compared to the control group. In fact, the amount of eruption of the second molar in the control group was about 5 millimeters, but in the headgear group, it was about 2.5 millimeters. In addition, the maxillary second molar moved distally nearly 3 millimeters in the headgear group, while there was obviously no displacement of this tooth in the control group. Final question. What effect did this have on the outcome of the second molars and first molars after the second phase of treatment? These authors were able to look forward following the second phase of treatment in the sample and found that there was no long-term effect of this distalization of first and second molars. In all subjects, in both control and headgear groups, the maxillary second molars erupted into occlusion without problems. So in other words, the change in second molar position due to headgear effect was simply temporary. These teeth eventually erupted without a problem. If you'd like to read this study and look at some of the examples, you can find it in the July 2010 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.